The claim that we made was that the Karban Pesach in some way can be seen as the foundation of the entire structure of Avoda, because normally we'd assume, Shimshi, that which Karban is the foundation? The Karban Tamid. But what din did we extract from the Gemara in Erechin, that's Nifsak, Lalach, and the Rambam, and Tmid and Musafin? Right, the idea of Bikur Dalad Yamim, based on Gzeres Shavav, Tish Merulak, Riv Liba Moado, and V'hayalachem lim mishmeres adar basiyom. Okay, so just one din. But we saw more evidence yesterday that we thought could point us in a similar direction. Shimshi?
That either of them needed to be brought to
Initially, they were able to precede the Mishkan, which gives you a sense that they're so foundational, right? Korban Pesach became the vehicle through which we actually left Egypt, and Hanan, what was the Karban Tamid? Karban Tamid has an association with Olas Tamid HaSuya Bahar Sinai, the Reach Nicha Achi Shel Hashem. Next point, we didn't yet cover this yesterday, but I was saving this for today, before we get to what I believe to be the coup de grace. What animal is used for the Karban Pesach, Nachi? Min HaKivasim Umin HaIzim Tikachu Set Tamim Set Hamim Zachar Ben Shana Yelachem. What does that remind you of? Exactly. The Karban Timid. Reyach Nichochi Tishmeru Lahakriv Libim Moadove Amarta Lahem Ze Aisha Sher Tarkrivu Ladai Kivasim Bine Shana Timimim Shaima Yomula Tamid. Karban Ola is always from Zachar. So it's gufa, the same animal. Does that strengthen the case, Shimshi? Right, considerably even. So now let's make the fourth and final point. Who wants to read from the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim Musaf in Perek Aleph? Why don't we have Kivi read? So the Rambam again says that it's one or two different mitzvahs. Hello, the Rambam says it's one or two different mitzvahs.
It's one.
Right, so the Ramban is cholek on this nekuda. He thinks that you could conceptualize it as two different mitzvahs. Okay, so again, we do it before when the shechita is after there is ha'aras pnei mizrach, but very early on, certainly before netzach hama. Okay? And just once in Jewish history, upamachas. Happened once that's the outer limit, but really you do it as soon as you possibly could, even before Nates, right? Just at Alos. Tamid shel ben harbayim.
Shochatino to misheya arich hatzel v'yirael lakol shehe arich v'hu shmishesh umechata v'mala atzof hayom.
Okay, so AB, when can you do the tamid shel ben harbayim? What's the starting point? Sheshos umechza, right, from 6.5 halachic hours into the day, so half an hour after chatzos, which is also synonymous, very good, with mincha gedola. Okay?
V'lo hayu shochatino to b'chol yom elam b'shmona sha'ot umechza b'kari b'teisha umechza.
Right, so normally it was shechted at shmona sha'ot umechza, and it was actually offered at teisha umechza. Teisha umechza is otherwise known as Mincha Kitana. If you could have shechted at Tzvi already at Shesha Usumechza at Mincha Gedola, why do we typically shecht it at 8.5 hours? So the Rambam explains, go ahead, Kivi. Lefisha. Am I going? Just like you're not allowed to offer a karban prior to the tamid shel shachar, Shimshi pointed this out yesterday. Lo shochtin karban achar tamid shel ben arbayim. Right, so who can figure out what the answer is? Why do we delay? You could have done it as early as 6.5 hours, but we want to make sure that the last korban that we offer every single day, Naftali Sender, is Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. Now, the Rambam doesn't use the same language of osir, the way that he does with the Tamid Shal Shachar, Alulasa Tamidia 70 Sko, because the Rambam is going to have, quote, unquote, an exception. What's the exception? Ooh, Karban Pesach, you're allowed to offer after the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim. So the big question that we're going to be pursuing today, is this Gufa an exception to the rule of Tamid Shalbein Harbayim finishing the Avoda? Or who has a hypothesis based on what we've said the last 2 days? Eitan?
Really, the Pesach is Ben Harbayim.
Really, the Pesach... Okay, that's what you mean. Okay, the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. Right. They're an extension of each other. Karban Pesach is the foundation of it. So it's not really an exception to the rule. You can't have anything that comes after the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim unless it's actually the very foundation of the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, the inspiration for the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. Now, admittedly here, in Hilchos Tamidim Musaf, and the Maramam doesn't sound that way, but I'm going to show you in the world of Hilchos Karban Pesach that, in fact, the Rambam does sound much more that way. Eitan, go ahead. She'efshar, here he says it's more a practical issue.
She'efshar, she'yachzizu kol Yisrael pishtechen b'shtei Shabbos. Because it's impossible for him to bring it in only 2 hours.
Right. So here what you do...
Okay. Angel ten et pesach ela achar tamid shalbein harbayim.
Right. And not just the Korban Pesach, but things that are sort of subsidiary to the Korban Pesach. You can't bring a Korban Pesach if you still are in Mechusar Kippurim. Let's say you're a Zav or a Mitzvah who hasn't brought his Korban. V'chein Mechusar Kippurim.
V'chein Mechusar Kippurim. Makriven Kofar Asan Akar Tamid Shalvein Harbayim. Yom Arba Asar Kudei Sheyu Kippurim Lachol
Kispeihem Lahar. Okay. So Arve Pesachim. Now he's going to give us the actual times. Bein Bechol Bein B'Shabbos. Hayatamid Nishchat B'Sheva Umechza. So they move it up an hour. V'kari b'shmona mechza. So that way, for the entire rest of the day, you can focus exclusively on the Karban Pesach. So it sounds, again, Eitan here, it sounds much more practical than it is conceptual. It's not that the Karban Pesach is really the foundation of Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, but we just want to make sure everybody gets it in. So let's just finish these lines. Kidei. Right, because Shabbos you can't cook. You got to cook it before Shabbos, so you'd move it up to the earliest possible time. What's the earliest possible time, Aaron, that you can shech the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim? Mincha Gedola Shesho Sumechza. So you would shech it then. You'd bring it to the seventh and a half, that seven, you know, Shviva Mechza. Then you'd have the rest of the day effectively for the Korban Pesach. Okay. Karban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim is moved up to the earliest time if it's Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos. Because again, you have to roast the animal before the night, and you're not allowed to roast on Shabbos, only on Yontif. Okay. Eitan? So one more line. V'kariv. So it sounds like I don't have too much of a raya. It is fascinating that the one korban that you're really allowed to offer after the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim is the Korban Pesach, but here the Ram just makes it sound practical. Of course, everybody has to bring a Korban Pesach. No, it doesn't mean everybody, everybody. Emmanuel, it's not everybody, everybody, because what halacha do we learn in the context of Shechitas Korban Pesach? That you can have a shaliach, shluchol shel adam kemoso, right? So it's not literally everybody, but there's a lot of, you know, Korban Pesach that has to get done. And after all, how many kitos do you have? How many groups do we have?
Three,
right? Kol Kahal, Adas, Yisrael. So in Tamidim and Musafin, it does seems like a very practical issue. But again, the fact that this is the only exception is definitely suggestive. And let's take a look at the Rambam and Hilchos Korban Pesach, and at least I get something of a different impression. Ezra, bring us home. Rambam Hilchos Korban Pesach, and then we'll put everything on the board that we said in terms of the relationship between the Korban Pesach and the Korban Tamid. And again, to review what we have so far, Ezra, I apologize, I didn't mean to cut you off. Let's just put on what's, you know, dispositive. This is just beyond dispute that we have this. So we first have it's the same animal, right? Seh Tamim Zachar Ben Shana, right? It's the same exact animal. Number one, we have the din of Bikur Dalad Yamim, right? Of
investigating it, and that's based on the Gzaira Shava of Mishmeres from Karban Pesach to Tishmeru by the Karban Tamid. So that seems to be a very clear example. Number three is that these are Karbanos Shehischilu Kodem HaMishkan. Right? Karban Pesach, obviously Mitzrayim. Karban Tamid was associated with, one more time, Har Sinai. So now, the fourth suggestion that we're making, we haven't proven it yet, is maybe Ein Shum Korban Li'achar Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Chutz Mipesach. Now, again, you could say that the reason we're making an exception is because Korban Pesach involves everybody, so it just requires a lot of time. That wouldn't be so impressive. But we can somehow demonstrate that the reason that you could offer the Korban Pesach after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is really the Korban Pesach is... right, it's the foundation for the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. If we could establish that, so then that we'd really be in business. So in Sridan and Musafin, I have to admit, it sounds very practical. It just sounds like, you know, we just don't have enough time. So we end up shechting the Karban Pesach, the Karban Tamid, excuse me, either an hour early at 7:30, or if it's Erev Shabbos, we end up doing it 2 hours early, the earliest time you can shecht the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, which is 6.5 hours. So the Rambam Hilchos Tamidim and Musafin, it sounds very technical. It sounds like it's a din techni. Well, let's see in the Rambam Hilchos Karban Pesach if you get the same impression. I think that there's a difference in the Rambam's presentation which might support our theorem. Okay, so AB is going to ask a question and then you're going to read also. Or Ezra's going to read, sorry. The second one is the fact what we talked about yesterday, the idea of having to investigate the Korban Tamid for 4 days to check it. Where did we come up with that idea? What animal did we interrogate for 4 days? Right, very good. Pesach Mitzrayim. Okay, good. Ezra Leibowitz. Just a little louder if you don't mind, okay? Otherwise, Tzvina Or is not going to hear, then he's going to go on a hunger strike. We can't guarantee his safety. That's the Tamid, right? Very serious violation, right? One of the only two mitzvahs I say in the Torah where there's a chi of kares, the other being bris milah. Ein shochten etz pesach ela ba'azara. Who can explain what the heter habamus was? Shimon. You're allowed to offer voluntary personal korbanos outside the Mishkan. So when did that exist? When the Mishkan was in Gilgal for 14 years, there was a heter habamus. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh for 369 years, there was no heter habamus. When the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed and it went to Nov and Gibeon, otherwise known as Givon, for 57 years, there was a heter habamus. But even during that time frame, the Korban Pesach, despite the fact that it is a personal korban, could never be offered in a private bama. It is a national korban. It's a korban yachid that has properties, so to speak, of a korban hatzibur. Right, that might be another important, you know, point of connection to the korban tamid, which is the paradigmatic korban hatzibur. Okay? Ezra of the house of Leibowitz, bring us home. Very good. So just like you could never fathom bringing a Korban Tamid outside of the Beis HaMikdash, could you ever bring a Korban Pesach
outside of the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash?
No Zeri. Korban Tamid, Rak, Mishkan, Mikdash, that would be number 5. Okay. As the Pasuk says, Lo Suchal, Mizboach, Esapasach, Beachad Sharech. Okay, very good. Who's next? Ezra.
Okay, so now let's get pay very careful attention. I think that we're going to see a nuance between Tmidim and Musaf and Nilchos Karban Pesach. So Shchitas HaPesach Achar Chatzos. Shchitas HaPesach, we have to know, has to be after Chatzos. Okay? Has to be after Chatzos, Bein HaArbayim. Remember, we talked about the idea of Erev Yom and Erev Laila. Remember, the Ibn Ezra took the position basically between Shkia and Seis, right? That Rashi had all the way from Chatzos to Seis HaKochavim. And it sounded like the Ramban had from Chatzos until Bein HaShmashos, right? Very good. So the Rambam is saying here, Shchitas HaPesach Achar Chatzos. Any controversy there? No. Right? Imshachto Kodem Chatzos Pasul, that we understand, because it's not considered Bein HaArbayim. Then he says, now what's missing here? He just says, you don't do it until you've done the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. See, in Hilchos Tmidim Musaf, and what did the Rambam explain at great length? The Rambam explained that it was very technically driven, right? The Rambam explained, you know, it was just a matter of getting in all the Korbanos Pesach, and you weren't going to have enough time, so we even bumped up the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim to 6.5 hours, which is the earliest time. Here, the Rambam just says flatly, without any attendant explanation, V'ein shochten oso ela achar Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. Right, it defies the rule of no korbanos after Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. But here the Rambam just doesn't give a technical explanation. Seems to be more fundamental. Go ahead, Ezra. Right, it's an amazing thing. So let's say a person made a mistake, and he did shchita, right, after chatzos of the Karban Pesach. So the Karban Pesach can be offered after chatzos, right, and you did shchita after chatzos, but oyvei, you realize that you should have done what first? The Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. So what do? It's kosher, as long as somebody doesn't allow the blood to coagulate. So somebody is going to be there who's memaris b'dam ha-pesach, right? So it doesn't congeal. Very good. Ad sheyizarek dam ha-tamid ve'achar kach yizrok dam ha-pesach acharav. Okay? So that we can make sure that the avoda of the korban tamid shel bein arbayim is actually done before the avoda of the korban pesach. So here, Tzvi, did you notice anything technical? Was there any like explanation that, oh, it just has to be this way because otherwise how are we going to manage to get in all the Korbanos Pesach? Right? So what does it sound like here? The Rambam makes it sound much more fundamental that every other day of the year, the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash ends with the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. But one day a year, we demonstrate that maybe like the quote-unquote true Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim is the Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach L'chatchila is really what we finish the day with. So that would be an amazing fifth and final point of connection. So again, it happens to be the same animal. That's very fascinating, right? You have the halacha of investigating it for 4 days, Pesach Mitzrayim, and then Korban Tamid every single day. You have this idea that they both started outside of the Mishkan, right? One of them started in Mitzrayim, the other one started Har Sinai. Right? The Korban Pesach, so to speak, was reiterated in a kind of a way
at Har Sinai. But then once the Mishkan is built, they can both, of course, only be offered in the context of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. Afilu b'shas hetra b'amos, as the Pasuk says, lo suchal isbach b'sharecha, lo suchal isbach as a pasach b'chad sharecha asher Hashem lokecha no simach. And then fifth and finally, maybe it's not really an exception. I admit, in Hilchos Tmidim Musafin, it sounds like an exception. Right? But in Hilchos Karban Pesach, it sounds etan l'chatchila, that the reason that you're ending off the day with the Karban Pesach instead of Tamid Shalvein Arbaim is that any other Karban would sort of undermine the role of the Tamid Shalvein Arbaim. But the Karban Pesach, if it preceded the Tamid Shalvein Arbaim and kind of became the inspiration for the Tamid Shalvein Arbaim, there's no problem ending off with the Karban Pesach. So to the point where the Rambam says, let's say you goofed and you shechted the Karban Pesach right during the right time after Chatzos, but before you took care of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, what you should do? Make sure that the blood doesn't coagulate so that you can actually get in the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim before the Karban Pesach. That doesn't sound like it's just a technical issue. That says really, l'chatchila, the Karban Pesach should always be after, it should always succeed, not precede, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. So I just wanted to make one final point before I take the questions. I know there are questions. So there are obvious differences. Obviously, the Karban Pesach was eaten. It's really modeled after a Shlamim in many ways, or a Karban Toda, if you will, because it's Yom V'Laila and Chatzos, whether it's actually Chatzos D'Oraisa, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, versus Alos HaShachar is, Machlokes Tanaim. Everybody agrees that Chatzos is practically going to be the end point. Question is whether that's the Din D'Oraisa or not. So what's the most obvious difference? Karban Pesach is very close to Shlamim, and a Karban Tamid is, of course, an Ola. So what I was going to suggest was the following idea, and that, of course, if what we're pointing out is correct, that the Karban Pesach was the inspiration, was the paradigm, was the model for the Karban Tamid in general, right? It doesn't mean that the Karban Tamid has to mirror exactly the Karban Pesach. That is to say, Pesach Mitzrayim was very important as part of, I would say, our stand against the Avodah Zarah of Egypt to eat, not just to slaughter, but to eat their god. Al matzos u'marorim yochlu. But whenever we reenact that experience, and if I'm correct, we reenacted that experience twice daily. The Rambam will tell you it's one mitzvah. The Ramban will tell you it's two distinct mitzvahs. There's no need for the achila anymore. What you want to do is you want to offer it entirely to God. Right? The fact that it became a korban ola, an even more intensive form of korban, I think is very fascinating. Normally you think about ola as the most intense korban, because it's kula l'Hashem, and then, chatas and asham go to the kohanim, shlamim go to the bailim, etc. Korban Pesach go to the bailim. But what happens is that korban Pesach, the way that it gets, if I'm correct, korban Pesach, Aaron, the way that it gets consecrated, l'dore doros, is that the basic motifs of the korban Pesach get integrated into the korban tamid. But every single day, when we start the Avodah and we end the Avodah, what are we basically doing? Declaring our allegiance to God and reenacting what we went through on that very special day, right, the 10th and the 14th, that very special time in our people's history when we were being born in terms of rejecting the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. It's interesting. I'm not saying that we have to paskin this way. The Ramban certainly didn't love the idea. But Rambam was convinced that the very idea that we have korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash is to repudiate the pagan world. It says the reason of the three main animals which are offered is because the three dominant ancient Near East societies, you have sheep, and you have cows, and you have rams, goats. So he says, those were the three basic sources of idolatry in the ancient world. So it's very consistent with the approach the Rambam takes in the Mor Nevuchim to suggest yet what we're really doing at the beginning, at the end of every single day in the Beis HaMikdash is we're once again reenacting that experience of repudiating the God of Egypt. And here it could be a Karban Ola, it could be a Karban of total dedication, right? It's not so important that we should eat it anymore, like we did in the context of Pesach Mitzrayim. What's important is that we should take an absolute uncompromising stand against the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. Let's take all of the questions that we possibly have. Naftali